recording by remote. In Afghanistan to avoid traveling to the airport on Saturday unless do so as thousands gather. Islamist militants took control. The advisory came after Taliban co-founder Mullah Baradar arrived in Kabul for talks with other leaders to hammer out a new Afghan government after the Taliban's lightning advance across the country. Crowds have grown at the airport in recent days, where armed Taliban have urged those without travel documents to go home. Switzerland postponed a charter flight from Kabul because of the chaos, its foreign ministry saying the security situation around Kabul airport had worsened significantly in the last hours. The Taliban completed their southern advance across the country as U.S.-led forces pulled out, coinciding with what German Chancellor Angela Merkel said on Saturday was the, quote, breathtaking collapse of the Afghan army. A NATO official says about 12,000 foreigners and Afghans working for embassies and international aid groups have been evacuated from Kabul airport since Taliban insurgents entered the capital. Chad's government announced Saturday it is to half its contingent in a multinational G5 Sahel force in the troubled three borders regions of Mali, Niger, and Burkina Faso, recalling 600 soldiers. Chad's 1,200-strong contingent was deployed there to fight jihadists, part of a force to which all five of the Sahel regions contribute since 2017. A government spokesperson says the commitment to fighting the jihadists remains intact. France, also involved in the Sahel region, recently announced it was cutting its military presence. This is VOA News.